Everybody said praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for what you're feeling tonight in this service? The power of the Holy Ghost is here. Amen. And I want you just to continue pressing in and see what the Lord's going to do for us tonight. Amen. How many feels like that you've reached all that there can be to reach in this service? Anybody? Absolutely not. Amen. Obviously, God's wanting you to hear something tonight in this service. I'd like to send you young folks home, and you go home and change your church. Amen. That's what youth camp's all about, isn't it? What good does it do if we shout and run and feel the presence of God and talk in tongues, and then we leave here and we don't go home and make an effect on our community and make an effect on our church? Amen. But I pray tonight that God would send you home and you could turn your church upside down. Hallelujah. I know there's some pastors like to see that, myself included. Amen. I feel like I do have a message, and I feel like I need to share it with you tonight, and we'll see what the Lord does. Hallelujah. I don't want to slow down, but I do need to say just a few things. Amen. I do appreciate the opportunity that the board gave us to come here and preach. And I looked around and I was praying today around these altars, just reminiscing over the services we've had. Powerful service last night, wasn't it? And I couldn't hardly, seemed like I just couldn't hardly pray for people for praying for me. And then when I look at you young folks, just like I'd weep and cry because I've seen such a hunger and such a depth and such a sincerity in your heart. Wasn't nothing that was hyped, worked up, pushed up, but the Holy Ghost ministered right here to individuals. Amen. Those are the kind of services, and we've been having some services around here that you'll go home and you'll remember for the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. So I like to say what a privilege it is to have such a small part in your lives, and I appreciate this board for allowing us to come and preach to you and having the confidence in me to minister to you. And I think we got the finest group of young people right here in the state of Oklahoma. Amen. And I've met a lot of young folks, and there's good young folks all over, but Oklahoma's got some good ones. Amen. Praise God. And I'd like to say that I also appreciate sharing this pulpit with Brother Tim. What a wonderful preacher, and wonderful preaching all through the week. And that's right. God used him to minister to us, and it's been an honor to preach this with him. Thank you for everything. Praise God. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verse number 1. Amen. How many will commit to helping me tonight? I know sometimes it's hard to try to have another move of God or another altar service. Amen. But I feel like I got something to tell you young folks tonight. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verse number 1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. I want to preach tonight on it's time for war. It's time for war. In the natural realm, there are seasons in a man's life. Solomon, the wisest man to ever lived, recognized that not every season is the same. As you pass through a year, not every month is the same. But week to week, day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, the condition of your life will change. Every farmer knows that if you live long enough, there'll be times of planting and there'll be times of plucking up. If you go through enough sunsets, you'll have times of weeping and you'll have times of laughter. You'll have times of mourning and you'll have times of dancing. You'll have seasons of getting. Then you'll have seasons of losing. There'll be times of silence and then times of speaking. Amen. And all of these activities are good and proper in their own time. But the thing that intrigues me the most is that God inspired Solomon to tell us that there is a time for war. Amen. I know that it also tells us that there is a time of peace. For scripture lets us know that there is coming a time when our hands will know war no more. And I don't know about you tonight, but I'm looking forward to that day. Amen. When we finally make it to heaven and all of our troubles will be over. Amen. All of our burdens will be ended. Amen. And we get to rest from all of our labors. Amen. That's why we come to youth camp, isn't it? Amen. Because we're all striving. Amen. For that great day when the final battle will be fought and the final victory will be won. Amen. And we'll be home forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But until that time comes, amen, I've got to be your friend and tell you, it's not always going to be easy to live for God. Amen. You're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Matter of fact, it's going to be a war to live for God. It's going to be a fight to keep the experience that you've experienced around these altars. Amen. It's going to be a struggle, amen, for some of you to go home, amen, and stay on fire for God. Amen. The Bible plainly tells us, amen, that there will come a time in your Christian experience, amen, where you will have to declare war upon the devil. Amen. The scripture does tell us, amen, that there comes those times, amen, where enough is enough. Amen. Oh, come on, help me tonight. I said there comes those times, young folks, where enough is enough. Amen. There comes a season in your life where you've got to look at the enemy and say this: I am tired of you messing with my life. Amen. And if a fight is what you want, then you have picked the right youth group. Amen. Because we're not scared to roll up our sleeves and tear your kingdom up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The only question tonight, if there is a season for war, when is it time for war? Amen. I present to you tonight that any time the devil tries to invade my land, it is time for war. Come on, somebody. Any time that the devil starts messing with my youth group, it is time for war. Any time the devil starts trying to make fornicators out of my youth group, it is time for war. Amen. It's war time. When he tries to take your friends to hell, amen, it's time to fight. When he starts messing in your high school, amen, it's time to fight. When he tries to convince your friends to commit suicide, amen, when he's holding, amen, my friends hostage, it's not time to patty cake. It's not time for a pizza party. Amen. It's time, amen, to throw down and fight. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. I'm going to preach to you tonight. I want you to know, young folks, amen, I'm for you. I'm going to feel like God gave me a message, amen, for this service tonight. Hallelujah. Anytime my young folks would rather text in a service than to hear me preach the word of God, it's wartime. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time for war when my youth group becomes content with carnality. Amen. It's time for war when I become content with a youth group that's the same size as it was last year. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying if your youth group hasn't experienced a revival among themselves in the past year, it's time to go home and say something is about to change in my church. Amen. If I haven't seen somebody get the Holy Ghost in 6 months, it's time to go home and say something is about to change at my church.